And now this is a dictation for Wendell, W-E-N-D-E-L-V-L-E-E, November 1941, addresses a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, P-H-C, 583-1914. Dear Mr. Novak, a follow-up for Mr. Lee, who has progressive kidney disease, proteinuria. A history of rheumatoid arthritis. No diabetes or hypertension. Problems of constipation and enlargement of the prostate with frequency, urgency, nocturia, but no cloudiness or blood. He was using some magnesium. Chronic lower back pain. Presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no edema or claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, medication list review. Takes no blood pressure medications, prednisone as needed for gout, otherwise allopurinol, simvastatin. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 154/81, no respiratory distress, no ralwises, no arrhythmia, no edema, no neurological problems. Next paragraph, the 24-hour urine collection, significant proteinuria, 1.98 grams, but does not reach nephrotic range. Serology testing, no evidence of monoclonal protein, no blood in the urine, antinuclear antibodies, complement levels normal, hepatitis B, C, and HIV negative, awaiting testing for membranous nephropathy, creatinine rising over the last few years from 1.5, 1.8, 1.9, 2.1, present GFR 31 stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal minor increase of TTH 97, uric acid at 6.4, anemia 12.8 with a normal white blood cell platelets and normal differentials. Has no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention, stone or masses. There is simple cyst, right sided 9.9, left sided 11.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease over the years. Presently, a low level of hypertension, which probably is more related to renal disease, not the cause of this problem. No history of this in the past. There is proteinuria, but no nephrotic range. There is no blood or cells to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Workup finishing for membranous nephropathy, awaiting results on the next few days. If they are positive, we will do immunosuppressants. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He will continue to do chemistries on a regular basis. He's planning to go to Florida for the winter, beginning in December, coming back in April. We should have results for serology testing for membranous on the next 1-2 weeks at the latest. Further advice to follow. End of dictation.